Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us. We're glad to have Alan Friedman with us too, ladies and gentlemen. He's editor-in-chief of the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. This is a publication, an online publication. Actually, it's also in print, or at least it has been. I'm happy to say I have a copy of the print version. It's mostly on CD and electronically these days on the web. And he's one of our top technology experts, not only our top technology expert. He's one of the world's top technology experts. He's the guy who knows all the answers. Alan Friedman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Did you bring all the answers with you?
Well, I have to tell you something. After all those accolades, I have to admit something that happened to me last week.
Oh, no.
Will probably save a lot of people, hopefully. It's called not backing up sufficiently and having a disaster.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Well, what happened was
not from the king. The king didn't do this.
Right. Well, you see, I know too much, and that's the problem.
The cobbler's children have no shoes.
That's it. I had an unusual message come out on one of the machines we have, and I selected an option that I thought made sense because I had never seen it before, so it made sense to me.
Now, what was it? What device was this on?
Well, this was a machine that had RAID. It means it was mirroring two drives, which, of course, is a safety feature. Now, that really shows how pathetic this is. But I have to admit it because, people have to understand that no matter what, things get fouled up, and backup is essential. And I had backup in some cases not that recent. And I selected this option to repair this thing, which I, in retrospect, of course, was really foolish. But I was in a hurry, you know, I fouled up the whole mechanism. The whole hard drive got reformatted, and it was a disaster.
So the repair was actually formatting?
The repair was reformatting, and the message wasn't clear. I thought it was. I never got it before. And what it turned out was, by the way, it was a hardware failure. It was a power supply failure.
Oh, no.
And that caused other things to look like they were something else.
Oh, no. So, and if you don't know this, see, this is breaking me out into a cold sweat, because if you didn't know what to do about this, how could I know about something like this?
Well, it doesn't. You know, the thing is this: it doesn't really matter. Had I backed up a couple of days before, I wouldn't have mattered. And that's the bottom line. And backing up everything that you want, and I mean everything.
You really should back up every day if you do very much work, shouldn't you?
Well, I back up actually several times a day for the most important things, which is the text of the encyclopedia. But, you know, there are things that you accumulate, like photos and images and videos and a million different
things. So what did you lose? Did you lose anything important?
Well, we didn't really lose anything in that vital.
It didn't hurt your business, did it?
No, not at all. It really didn't. But it could have if I, if I hadn't backed up prior to that, at least a month ago.
So what did we learn? Don't hit the repair button unless you're 100% sure that it's the right thing to do?
Well, this was an unusual case, and it's not so much learning what button to press as it is to have backup, to make sure that you have routine backup at least once a week for everything you need, not just what you think is essential because you really don't know what. For example, the pictures you took at some place that you vacation even that you took, you put it on your business computer. You know, people do it all the time, and they don't think anything of it. And it's just a matter of what you want to keep. And we don't think about it until it's a disaster. And I've been preaching this for 25 years, you know, back up. And it has to happen once in a while.
Well, what kind of a backup system do you use?
Well, I back up, and that's really going to sound ridiculous, because the things that I back up that I think are important, I back up on a whole bunch of computers. I'll back up on five or six computers.
Onto their hard drives? You don't use tape?
Pardon me, no, I don't use tape. I'll back up on a laptop, and this shows how paranoid I am. I will back up the essential files on a laptop, and I will disconnect the network and the power supply from the laptop so that if there is a huge power surge that would knock out every single computer in the office, that would not get knocked out.
That's smart.
And that actually is a technique that you might mention.
Why don't you just buy a big hard drive, a big million gigabyte hard drive, and use that instead of a laptop? Wouldn't that be cheaper?
Well, it would be cheaper, but I didn't buy the laptop just for that purpose.
Ah, it's for other things. Okay, I got you.
It's used for other
things. So, folks, it can happen to anybody.
That's right.
But the lesson, thank you for your honesty, for your candor, Alan, for taking what happened to you and turning it into a teaching moment for us, and we appreciate it very much. When we come back, I'm going to ask Alan about Vista. I want to get his opinion on, now that we're a few months into the Vista launch, is it something we should do? Should we be upgrading from Windows to Vista? We'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. Alan Friedman is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got us.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today and hanging around with us. Alan Friedman is hanging around with us, too. He's editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Some of you might still have the copy of his Internet Glossary and Quick Reference Guide and the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Is that out there anywhere in print now, Alan?
No,
it
last was in print in 2001. We may eventually, either this year or next, produce a book ourselves. We really just can't get a publisher yet who wants to produce a reference anymore in the computer field because of the speed with which things change.
Yeah.
And it's understandable. Well, we update monthly now. So.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've got my CD right here, and it looks like it's 20.0. Is that the last one?
20.2.
Okay, so I've got... No, I'm sorry. I had 20.1 is what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. You should have
29th year. This is your 29th anniversary, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Only the best for my audience. Nothing, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Alan, what about Vista? Now, Vista is a new operating system for Microsoft that they intend to replace Windows.
That's right. It's the current version of Windows.
I have Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
It works like a charm.
Mm-hmm.
It is helpful. It works. It doesn't get in my way. And okay, there are a few things that probably annoy me from time to time, but basically, is it worth the hassle of not only paying for an upgrade, but having to learn a whole new system and maybe even have some conflicts with current programs that I have? Is it worth it? What should I do?
Well, the biggest problem is what you're running as far as the applications you're running. For the most part, you shouldn't have any trouble. But, you know, in this business, there's so many permutations that you can't really say.
Mm-mm.
And is it better? The security is better. If you install Vista, you are still going to be getting updates, Windows updates. It's not foolproof yet. It's only been out a few months. But the design should be a lot more secure. And, of course, a lot of it, you have to realize, is marketing, too, because all the problems that Microsoft has with hackers attacking their products.
Right.
All they have to do is say this is more secure and buy it, and people will do that. I talked to a lot of people about that have Vista, and I use it here for testing purposes, and it's really hard to say at this point. I would say it is definitely a notch more secure. As to whether it's worth buying, what I would do is get one copy. Put it on one of your machines and play with it and see if it's worth the hassle to you. And then, of course, see if you have any conflicts before you would deploy it out to other machines.
Yeah, that's probably a darn good idea because we just upgraded one of our servers to a new level of operating system and it completely. We had some problems with some existing applications.
Mm-hmm.
This is on some of our website stuff, and there were some real conflicts, and we had some headaches for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I guess what I'm getting at, folks, some of the things that you've been adding to your computer, some of the different programs that may have been designed for Windows XP or something like that, you know, may, it may or may not work with Vista. Who knows whether it will or not. But you just got to be prepared for that. I actually had met someone. I have to admit this was probably 2 or 3 months ago. But I met someone who said that they did what you did. They took one computer and changed it to Vista, and they wish they and they're glad they only did that one because they did not like Vista. They said they thought it was slower.
Yes, I've heard that a lot too.
It was a lot slower.
Well, you know, it's really
because of all of the security, that the security slowed it down.
Well, the security can slow it down, and there's also, have you ever heard of Friedman's Law?
No. Well, I probably heard it, I just didn't know what it was.
You're going to hear it now, and it's okay. More novices are programming all the time.
Yeah.
You know, every 18 months, so many transistors on a chip, that law, Moore's Law.
Yeah, Moore's Law.
My law is every 18 months, more novices get involved in programming. And some of this, I mean, you know, you have to realize that if you go back to the first PC, that the PCs on your desk now have a chip in them that is 3,000 times faster than the one you bought in 1981. Now, you know, your software is slowing down. There's something wrong.
Right, exactly.
It's called software bloat.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you something. I had a security system that I upgraded to a while back, and it was so cumbersome. I had to get rid of it. It wouldn't let me work.
Uh-huh. You mentioned names?
It was McAfee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd used McAfee for a long time. I upgraded to the new system, and now you know they could say that it's because I'm a Luddite, you know, and I don't know how to operate it, and they maybe they're right, but all I know is I got rid of it and I bought it and I actually downloaded a free system, and it works just fine. I think it's AVG.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I've heard a lot about that. That's
well,
a,
and I think I think it does okay.
You know,
it seems to be. It seems,
by the way, your listeners should know about a very, very good antivirus program that's been around for many years, used by a lot of companies, called Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S. It's probably one of the least bloated antivirus programs out there.
And it works, huh?
Yeah, it works. I have it on several machines. Have for many years.
Is it free?
No, it's not free.
Yeah.
Absolutely not free.
Well, AVG is free, and I don't understand what their business model is, but it seems to work. I don't seem to have, and it catches things and Trojan horses and viruses and all that. But the main thing is, you know, technology shouldn't make you back up. It shouldn't slow you down. It's the new technology should keep up, I think. Tintel, stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Check out the new ways of listening to the show online. Lots of new capability there that like you've never seen before. I think you probably will never have seen this anywhere else on the planet or in cyberspace. So check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog. Also, the new website, AskJim.biz, the knowledge base. Small Business Answers Now. Alan Friedman is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Alan, give us your website, please.
It's computerlanguage.com.
Computerlanguage.com. Alan, wrap up quickly on Vista. What's it cost to upgrade?
I don't know exactly the numbers. I have to look them up, but it's not cheap. It's anywhere from $150 on up. Depending on which version. There's a lot of different versions.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Then once I get there, I got to decide which version.
That's right. There are
many
more versions than there were in XP.
How do I decide what I want?
Well, you can just go to the Windows Vista versions on your website in our definitions, and it'll explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very easy. It's not a big thing. It depends on whether you really want to do media center stuff and photos and video. It depends what you
have. I can go to either computerlanguage.com or the Technology Encyclopedia on my homepage, which is your stuff, and I can type in Vista.
Well, actually, the term is Windows Vista versions, but if you go to Vista, you'll get
Windows.
There
type in Windows Vista. So will that tell me the different levels?
Yes, you know, starter, home basic, home premium, business,
I got
enterprise,
you.
Right.
Yeah, it says it here, right? It says it here, and no pricing or anything. But
no,
folks, you go to check out either to computerlanguage.com and type in Windows Vista, or go to the bottom of my homepage at the Technology Encyclopedia there, and type in Windows Vista, and it'll orient you a little bit around. And thank you for upgrading your system to make this available, Alan. I appreciate that very much. And so check that out, folks, and see if it's something you want to do. But then, so it costs a little bit to do it. But here's the thing, I guess, Alan. If my computer is running fine, I'm not unhappy with my security, why would I spend the money to upgrade to Vista? What's, other than security, what am I getting?
Well, at this point, really nothing, except that you don't know what security you've got in the background or what could happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies aren't. It's not a mad rush to go out to Vista right now. The companies aren't wholesale just upgrading.
Aren't the bad guys going to be focusing on how to breach Vista rather than...
Well, they already are.
I mean, aren't they going to leave Windows XP... What are the chances they'll leave Windows XP alone and just go after the new stuff?
They're doing it already.
Yeah, yeah. What about we got 2 minutes left? Any gadgets? Any new fancy toys that we need to know about?
I don't know if I had any really fancy toys. I finally learned how to use my Nikon camera. I went to Nikon school.
Now, see, you're bursting our bubble about you, Alan.
It's important that people understand that no matter what, you still have to learn this stuff, and I don't want to read the manuals any more than anybody else does. In fact,
you,
I want to read
you the are a guy. You are a guy, after all, right?
Well, it's if they were, when I went to the, and here's the interesting thing about the school. It was very interesting. It was a one-day seminar on basics of digital single-lens reflexes, and mm-hmm. it was very well done. But I got more from the Nikon guy at the booth outside, who I had the camera there. I said, can you show me something? And in 10 minutes, he did more than anybody else could have, because that's what I wanted to do, how to use the darn thing, you know? And
Do you like your SLR digital camera?
Yes, very much.
See, I don't have – I have the old-fashioned SLR. Mm-hmm. Single lens reflex, the classic 35, mm-hmm. but I don't have one of those in the digital.
Using film?
No. I'm still using digital. I'm using a digital camera, but I don't. It's not. Is it SLR? It's not considered SLR though, is it?
Which?
Just the little Olympuses and that sort of thing.
No, not unless you have removable lenses.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
But they're expensive, aren't they?
Well, digital SLRs generally start at around $600-$700.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And on up. And, of course, the real thing is if you have a lot of lenses from your 35-millimeter days,
you can
use them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's the beauty. So if you have you're a Canon, Olympus, or Nikon, or whatever user, you can take most of those lenses and use them on your
digital. Yeah, I got a bunch of Nikon lenses that are just sitting there not being used.
Really?
Yeah. I have to think about that. That's what you can get me for Christmas, Alan. I got a birthday coming up. You could get me a Nikon SLR digital for my birthday.
Well, I'm so happy you told me.
I know. Hey, thanks, Alan. I'll see you later.
Just take care.
Alan Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.